Trent have left up to 100 properties flooded. Neil Clark is a county councillor there.
This is now a very serious situation. This flooding event is now as bad as the event in year 2000. The river level of the Trent is still rising.
Well, 240 flood warnings are in place tonight in England and Wales. Meanwhile, police in Oxfordshire have referred themselves to the watchdog after an elderly motorist died when she hit a fallen tree. Officers had been alerted to the danger around 90 minutes before the crash. There'll be no spring general election. Well, it's very, very unlikely, as Nick Qureshi now reports.
Rishi Sunak spoke in Mansfield.
My working assumption is it will have an election in the second half of this year, because in the meantime I've got lots that I want to get on with.
Such as trying to boost the economy, according to the PM, and stopping the vote. So, a spring vote all but ruled out. Here's Sir Keir Starmer.
He's going to be squatting for months and months in Downing Street, dithering and delaying.
The Labour leader has himself fired the starting gun on election year. The Lib Dems reckon Mr Sunak has bottled it. Sarah Southern, who used to advise David Cameron, says going early won't improve the Tories' dire poll ratings.
I don't think you're going to shift the dial enough in how the public are viewing you.
The 2024 battle lines are now drawn.
The US says it's in no position to doubt Islamic State's claim that it killed dozens of people in Iran yesterday. There were two blasts. Local officials suspect they were suicide bombers. Sainsbury's is giving 120,000 workers a pay rise. Rates will go up to £12 an hour from March and to £13.15 in London. Sport in the first of the 32 FA Cup third-round ties has just gone underway, with Premier League strugglers Crystal Palace and Everton facing each other in South London. The Merseysiders have lifted the cup on five previous occasions. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Just gone 8 on this first Thursday of 2024. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM, and this is Bumper to Bumper.
The day you move, I'm probably gonna explode. It's true, I'm probably gonna explode.
Happy New Year, everybody. Bumper to Bumper, a trawl-through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. And we started tonight, We Are Scientists. Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt, from the album With Love and Squalor. That was a single back in 2005. Got to number 21 in the UK charts. Not much new music tonight, I will be completely honest. But lots of good music. I'm sure you'll agree.
Your view of things today, garb young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware, our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film alive but dub our tail. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed the change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river in her own.
yesterday in every possible way, fixing differences today, not like yesterday. Is consideration more like an exception of consideration? You have the world in your arms tonight. And what if you had the world in your arms? Can you secure, do you feel much safer when days never change and it's 3 years later? It's like your life hasn't changed and it's 3 years late. How does it feel to be 3 years late and watching your youth drift away? What seems different seems different today. What seems different seems different today. It's consideration more like an exception of consideration. You have the world in your arms tonight. And what if you had the world?
just been listening to Jane from Occupied Europe and their 1990 single Little Valley Town. Little Valley Town. The band hailed from Salisbury, released one album, which was called Colour Sound, and two singles, Ocean Run Dry in 89 and Little Valley Town in 1990, which is what you just heard. Before that, Idlewild, and from the... from the album The Remote Part, that was the single You Held the World in Your Arms, their one and only top 10 single, reaching number 9 in 2002. And before that, starting with those three songs off, Biffy Clyro from Only Revolutions, that was Bubbles, a single in 2010, getting to number 34 in the charts, and featuring a certain Josh Homm on guitar as well there. Not a lot of people know that, apart from all of the people that do.
Ah! Nothing you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Shake your head, take your gun. Wash you out of the sun. What you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Destroy everything you touch.
Jesus Jones first, Idiot Stare, taken from their third album, Perverse, released back in 1993. That was a non-single. That was Idiot Stare. Should have been a single. Play it live when they play still, because it's a very good track. Still making live music, still touring. And then Ladytron and Destroy Everything You Touch from their album, Witching Hour. That was a single back in 2005, getting to number 42 in the UK charts. Their latest album was January last year, a year ago. Time's Arrow was the name of the album. Don't know what's going on. One member has left. Hopefully more music to come from them, though. They've released lots of good stuff. Right, you're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through India and alternative from the 60s onwards. Keeping it sort of 90s, noughties type quite a bit tonight, and some 10s and some it's just not that much early stuff tonight, if any, if I think about it.
Say, and you're going so fast. her shoulder had a heart attack. I said, yeah, I'm coming down. And when you push me, yeah, you push me, yeah, you push me too far. I sit and then I cry upon the strings on my guitar. And everybody tells me that it's sha-la-la-la-la. On my wrist, told me I was driving like a ballroom blitz. I said, yeah, and I'm so highly sure. Every time you leave me, it comes to this, mixing of the medicine man scientist. I said, yeah, and I'm so highly sure. And when you push me, yeah, you push me, yeah, you push me too far. I sit and then I cry upon the strings on my guitar. And everybody tells me that it's sha-la-la-la-la. Oh, yeah.
Singles don't really do that well. However, all of his albums have been top 12, with three of them top 10. So you can't really complain about that, can you? Coup de Grâce. Now, I always thought it was coup de grâce, but apparently that is actually a complete mispronunciation and actually means a stroke of fat. So it's coup de grâce. Was the name of the album that came from, Cry on My Guitar, a single back in 2018. And then Johnny Marr from the album called Comet, Hi Hello, first single to be taken from it, released back in 2018. It's 8:38 on the 4th of January. Hope your year has started well. I'm looking forward to the lots of good music that's going to come out this year. We do have one new track coming up for you later from an artist that we play quite a bit on this show. But we've got a track from Nothing But Thieves. Nothing But Thieves, another 2023, another good year for them. Their single Overcome was voted as the XFM or Radio X or whatever it's called nowadays, single of the year. The track Welcome to the DCC was voted the BBC Radio 1 single of the year, which is pretty impressive. They didn't have a single of the year for me this year. They were pipped to the post by The Joy Formidable, but it was up there. Another good album by them. But we're going to go back a bit further in time for the song from the South End Band now. Two sold-out nights at Wembley Arena last year. Still blows my mind. I saw them at the Rayleigh Town Hall. There we go. And 8:39 for me to first mention the bands I have seen live in small venues. Not too bad.
Love so real.
First up there, Nothing But Thieves, as I said, and that one was featuring the Bucharest Symphony Orchestra. That was the that was a version of Real Love Song taken from the album Moral Panic that was released back in 2020. That was the second single to be taken from it, and as I said, that was one of the versions released with the orchestra, and a very nice version it is too. I'm sure everyone will agree with me. And then Rialto and Summer's Over, taken from their self-titled debut album back in 1998. That was a single in the same year, got to number 60 in the charts. The first of the they'd had three top 40 singles, and that was the first one not to chart. They are playing the Lexington later this month. It is completely sold out in 2 minutes. And you can hear me chatting to Louis Elliott of Rialto on the website phoenixfm.com. And if you search for look at presenters and look at me, or look for the show Bumper to Bumper, that interview is up there.
Stuck between the two, we're tied, feel amazing. said I don't wanna look so deep inside, yeah.
Sit down on the prow to wave back. There might not be another star further on the line. Look out at each town that glides by. There's another crowd to drown in crying eyes.
And see how that light you love now just won't shine. But there might just be another star.
To us, don't mention lost coastlines. When nothing we've actually seen has been mapped or outlined, we don't recognize the names upon these signs.
Every night, bugs rocking and
Lines taken from the album The Stand-Ins, released back in 2008, Will Sheff is the main driving force behind Okkervil River. Has gone solo, first solo album released last year. I think it was last year anyway. Played Bush Hall at the tail end of last year. I should have gone. I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. I was foolish. I can only apologise, Will. I'm sorry. And Placebo, Come Home. Before that, from their self-titled debut album, that was a single back in 1996.